creepy it'd be to just have this laying around your house, have your cousin come over and, oh,
there's a baby dick right there.
This is a plastic baby penis I'm gonna cut off later. You watch? No, nothing bad can come of putting my dick on a piece of bread and my feet to someone.
That podcast was filthy. It was full of drugs and sex and then buttholes.
I think that deserves a high five. Up top.
Yes, I've now created a new talk.
See, we're breaking ground here.
2.0.
Here to battle 2.0.
I got moves like Jagger.
I got moves like Jackie Chan. I'm crack. I'm cracking Chan, man.
Do you love facial hair, movies, bacon, and zombies? Then BeardedBabble.net is the place for you. Hilarious comedy and commentary to fulfill all your filthy desires. Contact the guys on the show at BeardedBabblePodcast@gmail.com. They just may mention you in the next episode. Ever heard of Bearded Babble? Through brightest day and darkest night, no evil shall escape their sight. It's Jordan and Neil on Bearded Babble.
Welcome back to Bearded Babble. It's been a long, long road, Neil.
We haven't recorded since last year.
I know, and quite a bit back in last year. It's been probably 2 months.
I think it has. We took our mid-season hiatus.
We did. It's almost like we got summer break, but it was in the dead of winter.
We did. And we didn't go on vacation.
No, we didn't go anywhere. We just got really sick of both of us.
We did.
And
hated this guy.
And yeah, you were badly ill for a little while.
I got sick with myself, apparently, yeah.
You got sick in a couple different ways.
I did.
You had your one little spell where you had some...
Had some diabetes
had
stuff.
Had some diabetes issues. And then you had another little spell where you had apparently a stomach virus.
It sounds like the bird flu or something.
I don't know what it was, but it was formidable.
It was like that scene in The Exorcist.
Oh, really, was it? Yeah. Your head spun around and...
Oh, it was awful. There were priests, guns going off.
Rabbis just for kicks, who knows?
I don't know why they were. You just eat my food.
Went to a mosque just to see if there was anything to it.
Nothing good.
Nothing happened. Just everywhere.
Yeah.
I had a bad cold. Wasn't like near as bad as your ailments were. I'm not trying to compare or contrast.
My cold was better than your cold.
Yeah. No, I had like
Kanye West shows up and interrupts us.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean to be interrupting y'all or nothing, but, you know, Beyonce, she had the worst cold than anybody has ever had in the history of all time. And I just think somebody need to be saying that tonight.
And then he leaves. And we all thank God for that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Nobody likes Kanye West. Except Kim Kardashian, apparently.
She probably doesn't like him.
She doesn't even like him. She's just with him because he's the only person that will still talk to her.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
She ain't messing with no broke to broke.
See what we did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I do see it. Hey, there's some interesting stuff that's happened in the world since we've been off the air.
Has there?
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about any of that.
No.
We're just going to talk about some of the things that are just happening right now.
We can discuss the local weather.
We're going to skip all over that because why cover all these past events? All these people already know about them.
It's already happened. It's in the past.
It's behind us, and the 2014 for Bearded Babble is a year moving forward.
Bearded Babble 2K14.
There you go.
That's kind of cool.
Bearded Babble. Maybe you have to pass it on to some other folks, call it the next generation.
Bearded Babble, the next generation.
You could see that happening, couldn't you?
I could see that. We'd have to get a bald guy in here.
Yeah, we would. We'd need one. So we could come and talk like this.
Exactly.
Stuffy make it bald. So, number one.
Yes. And we can still have the bearded guy.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. We could have, what's his name?
Jonathan Frakes. He's probably not doing anything else right now.
I bet he's not. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. Or the guy that played Worf, too. What was his name?
Get Michael Dorn in here.
Michael Dorn, yeah.
He probably just wants bus fare to get here, really.
He probably does. Could anyone provide me with bus fare? Everybody had a deep voice on that show.
Except for Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. He was prepubescent, though, when the show started.
So, and now he's a bastard.
Apparently.
I don't know if you know that.
Apparently so.
If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should follow him.
Well, I don't really know all of his personal life activities, but they sure do make him out to be a asshole on the show Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
And maybe that's, pointing towards real life.
Judging by his Twitter, it's just a lot of him wearing that rubber horse head mask. There's a lot of that.
He wears a rubber horse head mask.
Yes, a lot.
For recreation.
Here's me wearing a rubber horse head mask watching an LA Kings game.
And he thinks that's hilarious? Here's me in a horse
head mask, eating dinner, yes. In all fairness, it was funny the first 20 times I saw it.
But then after that, you're just like, come on, dude, come up with something a little more clever.
Yes, no other rubber masks. Can't find one.
Can't find anything else?
You can't go to the store.
For real?
No.
There's a lot of other animals in the animal kingdom.
He's got all that Star Trek money. What's he doing?
Exactly.
Shh. God. Shh. Get your act together.
Will Wheaton.
Come on, man.
Get out. Get with it, man.
We have devoted far too much time to Will Wheaton.
We sure have.
He's probably appreciating this.
He probably is. I'm sure he listens to every episode.
I'm sure he does.
Hey, crazy shit's going on, Neil.
What's going on?
All over the globe, the globule region.
The globule region?
Yeah.
What's happening in the globule region?
You ever seen the movie or read the book called The Road?
I've never watched the movie. It looks horribly sad and depressing. But
the movie's got Viggo Mortensen in it. I think that's how you say that. Mortensen?
Viggo Mortensen.
I don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced, but that's how I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
He's in the movie and some kids with him, and it's basically a movie or a book, both, about him and this kid trying to survive in a post-apocalyptic world.
And I bet they're traveling somewhere.
And they're just on the road.
I mean, I've seen it on Netflix. I've never watched it.
You should probably give it a shot. It is kind of a depressing movie in a way, but if you like anything that has to do with survival, watch it. But my point is,
anyway,
the Pulitzer Prize winning author, Cormac McCarthy, he was married to a woman previously named Jennifer McCarthy.
No relation.
Well, marital relation.
Not to Jennifer McCarthy, though.
No.
Is that a person? That's a person.
That's her.
Isn't that also Jim Carrey's ex-wife?
Jenny McCarthy.
Excuse me.
Close.
This is not... Jenny McCarthy did not do what...
This is not Jenny McCarthy. This is not of MTV era from the 90s, Jenny McCarthy. This is Jennifer McCarthy, 48-year-old, ex-wife of Cormac McCarthy.
Okay, go.
She was arrested last Saturday after allegedly whipping a gun out of her vagina and threatening her now boyfriend.
Pulled the gun straight out of her...
Out of the old hoo-ha.
Right out of there.
Apparently, she got into an argument with her 53-year-old lover about space aliens.
Okay.
So and far, I'm loving this story.
Nothing is wrong yet.
They're arguing hardcore about space aliens. I don't know what the argument's about. Maybe he thought that they did exist and she thought that they didn't. I'm going to go the other way with that.
We're going to go...
Yeah. I'm thinking he thought... You know, she's probably saying, Jennifer, you're an idiot. There's no space aliens out there. She's like, I see them in my dreams. I see them in my brain.
They're at the window right now.
Exactly. There's one right behind you.
Anyway.
And, so they're having this argument about space aliens. And this is according to a probable cause affidavit that was obtained by the smoking gun. Irony. McCarthy left her Santa Fe residence and then came back and changed into lingerie. And the outfit was accessorized by a silver handgun placed in her vagina, with which she began to have intercourse with, according also to this affidavit, while screaming, "Who's crazy, you or me?"
Can I just say, I bet that masturbation was mind-blowing.
Not if she didn't pull the trigger.
Gun humor.
It is, but man, how can you imagine?
See, my one question would be, when she pulled it out, you know, like in Old West movies, when James Arness pulls the gun from his holster and you hear the whoosh sound? did you hear like a suctioning
sound? That's awesome.
Is that what happened?
That's too funny. Probably.
This is the worst Western ever.
Or maybe even a more cartoony.
There's the, and it doesn't specify if she had the entire thing in there.
It doesn't, or just the barrel, maybe, because
you don't want to get that thing lost up in there.
It also doesn't say what kind of gun it was. Oh yes, it does. It says a hard nickel plate steel Smith & Wesson, but it doesn't say what caliber or anything, which would determine how big the weapon actually was.
Let's assume it was a large one.
Yeah,
let's assume it was a very large weapon.
I'm going to, but then that also begs the question that you were talking about a little earlier: how big is the cavity that's going on down here?
What's going on? Is it like a mayonnaise jar? What are you doing there?
How are you fitting that up in there?
Well, she did it. And kudos to her for that.
Apparently. But she pulled it out after she said, "Who's crazy, you or me?" And then the Albuquerque Journal reported that her boyfriend told deputies he wrestled the weapon away from her, put it first in the toilet and then the trash can.
Which, of course, you put it in the toilet, get the toilet water so you can get the stink off of it.
Exactly. You don't want it to smell like dirty vagina.
I don't want this twat gun in my trash.
No, we can't. I mean, we can't have it stinking up the garbage. We'll have dogs getting at it and everything.
No, these garbage men have to handle this later.
We got to think of, you know, the greater good here.
Think of our sanitation workers, God's sakes.
Oh, for God's sake. You got to consider them. But Gawker's Tom Skaka, I guess that's how you say this guy's name. Tom Skaka was inspired to write a comedic take on the incident in the style of Cormac McCarthy, which I've yet to read.
I'm
sure it's probably great. I might have to check that out later. But there's a quote on here that says, I think this is from her male lover. It says, she was in the doorway. She had stripped in there and dressed her body for the boudoir.
For the boudoir.
Soft lady cloths, bearing flesh and something more, down at the forking of her legs. Hard nickel plate steel, the Smith & Wesson. Her hand was on it. Who's crazy? She's... McCarthy was charged with aggravated assault on a household member.
If there was a scene in The Road like this, I would be 800% more likely to watch it.
I'm pretty sure that there's nothing quite so fucked up in that show. But it's damn, wow. I don't know how you can top that.
If you want just completely fucked up apocalypse movie, watch Book of Eli.
That's a great movie.
Because you've got Dumbledore in there eating people.
You do, yeah.
Dumbledore eats people meat.
He is straight up hardcore cannibal.
I don't even care.
You don't even care? You're still a big fan?
I'm still a big fan. And that old lady, that old crazy lady from everything there.
You're just like, thumbs up, Dumbledore.
Thumbs up, Dumbledore.
Good job with eating
people. Kudos.
You know what?
If you'd ate Snape, you wouldn't have all this trouble.
That's true.
Nah.
Poor
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling,
yeah. She's cashing in on this now.
She probably is.
They're making more movies.
Really?
Yes, they are.
She wrote more books, or
no? They're just making them straight.
She's just writing screenplays now.
Yeah, it's set like 80 years. It's like in the 1920s.
People are going to be mad that there's not a book to read.
I'm sure they will.
I bet they'll be writing. They'll probably be books,
but they're also doing a Broadway play.
Really?
Based on like Harry Potter before he realized he's a wizard, which just sounds completely stupid. Unrelated, because he's not a wizard, so there's not wizard stuff.
It's just,
unless he accidentally sneezes and like makes something fall out of the cabin.
Yeah. He farts crossways and a Buick shows up out of nowhere.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? That's going to be a terrible play.
I don't know why.
And then Uncle Vernon gets angry.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty much stuffy. Yeah.
But isn't the actor that played him dead now?
He is dead. He is very dead.
They'll have to recast that part.
I bet they can't get Daniel Radcliffe to play 10-year-old Harry Potter anyway.
Probably not.
He did do that one
play.
Oh,
you're saying that, you're right. He would be a little bitty boy at that point.
Yeah, he'd be a little kid.
Yeah, that would make
sense. Although Daniel Radcliffe did play that movie where his junk was out on stage.
Oh.
It was like Equus or something?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, not interested.
You're not interested in Daniel
Not Radcliffe's interested penis. In Daniel Radcliffe's no. whole package he's got no. going down there. I'm not interested in any of it.
Not interested in the wand?
As far as I know.
The wand chooses the wizard, Mr. Anderson.
He can keep that magic wand to himself. He can go home, and then behind closed doors, he can cast all the spells he wants to. But he just needs to leave me alone.
Oh, my God. This is not a family-friendly show.
It is not a family-friendly show, but you should know that by now if you've ever listened to any of our stuff.
This isn't our first rodeo.
This is not our first rodeo, cowboy.
I don't even know what that means in relation to this.
That's something that Michael Caine, who we were talking about earlier,
yes,
said when he played Austin Powers' father in the Austin Powers movie.
And I believe
a line from that.
His seminal role.
A very... A very obscure reference that I just made that probably nobody got. That's why I explained it.
Until just now.
This ain't my first rodeo, cowboy. That's how
that
I said.
That was excellent Michael Caine.
Well, I'll try.
That was, you know what, I actually liked that movie.
It is a good movie.
There I said it.
Gold member.
My favorite line was Beyonce was in the car with Vern Troyer,
mm-hmm.
and he was hitting on her, and he wrote her a note.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you're so beautiful. Are you sure you don't have some little clone in you? And she's like, no. And he's like, flip it over. Would you like to?
Yeah. You dirty, you cheeky bastard, he said.
Oh, that is classic American comedy.
It is. It's classic British comedy, too.
It's classic world comedy.
It is. That's world-class comedy.
That's intercontinental.
Mike Myers needs to make more movies.
You know he does. What the hell has he been in lately?
I said it. Shrek.
Shrek doesn't count.
He had that movie that came out a couple of years ago about the Indian guy. What was it called?
That was horrible, though.
Love Guru or something?
That was awful.
It wasn't very good.
That was like, no, I took a girl on a date to see that. That was like 2008.
Oh, well, then that was older than I thought it was.
Yeah, that's been like 6 years. So.
I watched it on cable, so I know it's been around a while.
It wasn't good.
But it was not his best work.
No.
I really liked the Austin Powers movies, but after that, he just not done much other than Shrek that was very profitable.
And you can't count Shrek for anything, because Eddie Murphy's in that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't make the whole movie tank. So it really doesn't matter who the actor is.
Yeah, it's true.
Because Eddie Murphy makes every other movie tank. So
yeah, yeah.
If he can't destroy Shrek, nothing can.
That's true. They won't be making Shrek movies until the end of time, so my is sure cool. Will. He's good to go.
He doesn't need anything else.
As long as he doesn't lose that Scottish accent.
He can weigh 800 pounds. It won't matter.
Won't make any difference.
He could play a live-action Shrek if he did that.
He could.
He sure could.
Donkey! I love voices.
oh, the voices.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do.
You have to let them out of your head.
You do. What else can we talk about here, Neilster?
We got some other interesting things going
There's
on.
There's plenty of interesting stuff going on in the world. Hey, it's cold lately.
It sure is.
It's very cold, and it's been extremely cold. Now, tell us what happened to you.
I had my pipes bust.
Pipes busted?
Either they're frozen or they're busted.
That's not good.
One of the two? No. I ran the water. You know, you're supposed to run the hot water, whatever.
You're doing the neighborly, well, the thing you're supposed to do in that type of scenario.
First
right
two
thing.
Nights were under zero.
Yeah.
Ran the water. Third night, we're under zero. Forgot to run the water. Turn on the washing machine. Water just starts spewing out everywhere.
Oh, no.
Much again like the scene in The Exorcist.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
It has been the worst
Spraying
thing.
Spraying all over everything. So yes. Now, have you remedied it in any way?
Oh, no. We're doing the most classy, easy way. We're using a bucket.
Oh, capture yes. it in a bucket.
Capture in the bucket, run to the toilet.
Oh, you're pouring it down the john.
Oh, we sure are.
And I would, you know what I would do if I were you? I would, you know, go outside, get a kiddie pool, make my own skating rink.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, make your daughter her own skating rink.
Now, see, when you said kiddie pool, I didn't think K-I-D-D-I-E. I thought K-I-T-T-Y.
Oh.
I've got an old-ass cat, and I think it'd be really funny.
To make the cat wear ice skates?
No, not even just be on the ice.
Oh, just flipping and slopping
around. You
can't
find cat ice skates.
No.
Doing.
You could get little baby ice skates.
Yes, you could, actually.
And put them on a cat.
Because every baby needs ice skates.
Of course. You know how babies love to ice skate, Neil.
those daredevils.
You know, Evel Knievel's kid had ice skates.
Still shitting their pants and riding motorcycles.
Exactly. So,
long story short, I'm going to throw my cat on some ice at my house.
Okay, so there you go. That's what I'm saying. Just take the excess water and use it.
Life gives you lemons. Make a cat ice rink.
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
I want to talk to you about something that's happened here in Wisconsin.
A beautiful state. The land of... The Packers.
Exactly. And what are the Packers called? I mean, basically people call them...
They're cheeseheads.
They're cheeseheads. And if you're planning to make a winter trip to visit the House on the Rock or, you know, the Spam Museum up there...
Lambeau Field
even... or just about anything that Wisconsin has to offer.
Whatever the hell they got up there.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you catch a faint whiff of cheese on the highway.
Go on.
Because the roads will be covered in it.
Mm.
If Wisconsin is known for anything, it's cheese. The residents proudly display their love of the dairy product on their license plates and in their laws even.
They sure do.
And even on their heads, of course, during the football games, you've seen people wearing the foam cheesehead hats.
I would give everything in my wallet for a hat like that.
Would you really?
I don't even like the Packers. I just want a cheese hat.
You just want a cheesehead hat.
That's all.
But now, thanks to a pilot program launched this month, the state will start using it on the roads. It turns out cheese doesn't make a half bad de-icer.
Well, there you go.
If you want to use provolone or you want to use provolone or mozzarella, according to Jeffrey A. Tews, a fleet operations manager for the Public Works Department.
Cheese expert.
And he told the New York Times, which is our source, that they have the best salt content. So apparently cheese is salty.
Hmm.
So you put the cheese on the road, and then your salt melts, and you melt the ice, and you've got a little bit of traction on the cheesy part of the cheese, I guess.
You see, my problem, I would think, you've got some town like say, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Shout out to my homies in Fond du Lac.
Oh, yeah. Pour out some.
Pour out some for the homies in Fond du Lac. That they've coated the road in cheese, so there's no ice now, but now they have like a rat infestation.
Oh, good point. Well, there's not really many rats out in the cold like that, though, is there?
Well, that's going to bring them out.
You think so?
We have 8 tons of cheese laying out.
They'll be so fat, they'll be insulated by their fat, and they won't be cold, so...
We could use them as like a blanket for the entire state.
That's it, just rat blanket.
Fat rat blanket.
Fat rat blanket. That sounds like the worst punk band that ever existed. Fat rat blanket, man.
I'm buying the CD.
We're going to play next week down in California. Our name is Fat Rat Blanket.
We used to be just Rat Blanket.
We used to just be Rat Blanket, but then we all got really into Doritos for a while.
We ate some cheese off the road. We
got some cheese off the road, and now we're Fat Rat Blanket.
I would pay to see that.
I would watch that band.
I would. I don't know why
I gave them that voice. If they're from Wisconsin, they probably sound more, you know, Wisconsin-y. So they sort of sound a little more like almost Sarah Palin like, you know?
You know what? I've never...
Sort of.
I've never met a mean person from Wisconsin.
They're all really nice.
They're all very wonderful people.
They're kind of like Canada.
Yeah, they're close to Canada.
They're really up there next to it, so they're sort of Canadian and Canadian-esque, if I might.
It's so frigid, they all gotta like be friends so they can cuddle with each other.
Exactly. I'm gonna go up there and find the gang from that '70s show and hang out with them now as they are in their late 50s.
That'd be a good time.
That's a good. That's when. That's what I'm gonna do. That's where I'm gonna move up there.
That one guy from that '70s show, what's it, Kutcher? He's gonna make something of himself one day.
One of these days. People are going to know that name.
People remember what.
That's going to be a household name.
His seminal role, of course, being
that Topher Grace kid's not going anywhere. But
the hell's that?
But yeah, that Kutcher, he's going
places.
Keep
an eye on him.
But yeah, I what would you think about him using cheese on roads here?
See, it seems like they're picking a really expensive cheese.
Provolone and mozzarella.
Those sound like expensive cheese. Can't you just use Kraft American?
Apparently, that's the kind that works the best, though. It's got the highest salt content. It wouldn't work as good if you used the other stuff.
And then what happens to all the cheese once it's there? Does it just disintegrate away?
Oh, well.
Or you just have big slabs of cheese laying beside the road till August?
I don't really know.
See, that's...
But apparently, it's about half the cost in hauling and disposal.
Really?
Of rock salt.
Really?
It says $20,000 in hauling and disposal versus $40,000 in rock salt costs.
Wow.
So they're saving $20,000 a year.
They're saying disposal, so they're coming back and getting it, it sounds like.
I guess they have to scrape the cheese off the road.
We need the world's biggest cracker.
That's
someone get the cracker makers.
Isn't that strange, though?
That's you'd think it'd just be awful.
This isn't like the really first time, though, apparently, this isn't the first time that the transportation department has dabbled in strange alternatives to traditional salt. They've used sugar beet juice.
Okay.
But that was just too sticky.
I bet it would be.
And they used discarded brewery grain, but it didn't have quite enough grip.
Wasn't quite good enough.
And they wondered if cheese will have a downside, but it's yet to be seen.
There is no downside to cheese.
I know some individuals who would be able to agree to that.
I've been looking now for 26 years for a downside to cheese.
I haven't found yet to find it. Speaking of cheese, I have a cousin who was in a military band, and I have to tell you this story because it just made me think of it.
Mm-hmm.
They used to take big, long trips up to Canada, mm-hmm. like on a bus.
Right.
And he had a bus driver that would drive the bus, and they would drive all the way from somewhere way south. I think they were in New Orleans at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drive all the way to Canada to play a show. So that's a long road trip, brother. That's like...
You were just seeing the entire length of the country.
You went the entire... Yes. The entire mm-hmm. height of the country.
Yes.
All the way up the Mississippi River and then into Canada. So they're going way up there.
You got some miles on your bus now.
Like he says one time, he goes in and gets on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this log, like a wheel of cheese laying on the dashboard of the bus.
All right.
And he asked the bus driver, he said, "What's the deal with this cheese laying on the dash of the bus?"
Mm-hmm.
The bus driver looks at him and says, "Well, ate about half that wheel of cheese. I won't have to poop until I get all the way to Canada."
Oh, God.
It's like, so he was trying to constipate himself.
Oh, God.
So he didn't have to stop a bus and he could drive straight through.
That's wonderful.
All the way to Canada.
That's wonderful.
So that's the only downside of cheese, is it backs you up.
Well, there is a restaurant, a chain that should go unnamed, that has a dish that's chicken with cheese melted on top of it.
Oh, okay.
And you can also get french fries on the side with cheese on top of them also.
I'm down.
And when I ordered this, the waiter said, "Oh, you want the constipator." That's what he called it.
Oh, man.
Because you end up eating like a pound of cheese.
Holy moly.
Yes.
Well, I can imagine
how it would. Well, it was wonderful.
I bet it was.
Didn't shit for a week.
Oh, really? It really awful. Did. It stuffed you up, huh?
It served its purpose.
I'm telling
you. There you go.
If you ever have some issues with that department, just cheese it up.
Just eat the cheese.
Cheese it on down.
About like a 10-pack of that string cheese, one sitting.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. That's easy street, man. That's just done and done.
Eat five at a time.
Of course.
Whatever.
Why not? Who the fuck could turn down delicious cheese?
Now, you eat string cheese? You ever eat string cheese?
Oh, I love string cheese.
Now, do you actually string it off, or you just go full on and just bite it and eat it? It
depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah, if
sometimes I'm in a stringy mood. Sometimes I want to take my time with my cheese. I want to treat it like a lady. I pet it. I give it a little caress. I'll take one little strip off. Now, just a teaser.
What if you just buy the 33-cent string cheese?
Oh, that shit's just getting to eat. Just
exactly.
Just one chomp
at a
time.
Not even warming it up.
You know what I've done with string cheese? And you might think this is weird, but hey, this is how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take maybe two pieces of string cheese. You know how they come in little, about hot dog size pieces.
Yeah.
And I'll make some ramen noodle soup.
Okay.
Got my ramen noodle soup all hot and delicious, piping hot.
Surface of the sun.
I will dice up the cheese into mm-hmm. little cheese nuggets.
All right.
And drop it into the soup.
I bet that'd be good.
And it melts in the soup.
I bet that'd be very good.
And it's all mozzarella-y and mm-hmm. delectable, and it's a pleasant experience.
I bet
especially if the soup has an onion tinge to it. It's very much like the onion soup that they have at Outback with the cheese on top.
That would be wonderful.
It's very good. You should try it sometime. I highly recommend it.
As luck would have it, I have string cheese and ramen noodles in my house.
To all my friends and neighbors, try string cheese and ramen noodles if you are a poor boy on a budget trying to make a meal.
This has been a public service announcement.
By Jordan, by God, Anderson.
For cheese.
For cheese. Let's see what else we got on here that's happening, happity-haps in the worldly world. Well, we talked about Gun in the Vagina Lady. We talked about Cheese Roads.
We got those out of the way.
Got that out of the way.
Got the gun out of the vagina. It's gone.
Got that done. We've got a story about a Houston firefighter who extinguishes a fire with beer.
Yes.
You want to go down that road?
Let's go down that alcohol-tinged road.
This is according to NBCNews.com.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. We have to pay royalties
now. Oh, crap.
You son of a bitch.
Tom Brokaw is going to show up here with that gun out of that woman's vagina.
You know, there's a lot of money.
Why does he have the gun, though?
I don't know. He washed it off.
He's a man with unlimited resources.
That's right.
He paid a lot of money for that gun.
I paid a lot of money for this gun.
And I would be willing to bet he did not wash it.
I did not wash it. It still smells.
Of like what?
Like the toilet and the trash can. No.
Yes.
I'm not very good at doing Tom Brokaw, but I like to try.
It's like Tom Brokaw was a little bit drunk.
Tom Brokaw was a little drunk, yeah.
Been drinking since 11.
I just like his liquid ales that he has. 11 Libyan lesbians liberated some primates the other day.
He's just drowning in it.
Yeah, ass. He's just, it's just like...
Well, Dan Rather can't say anything with an S.
He whistles it. When he says it, he whistles. And this is how he speaks. I'm Dan Rather. Not too bad.
That's not a bad Rather.
It's not a bad Dan Rather.
That's not a bad Rather.
Ted Koppel was a little more like this.
Ted Koppel died.
He did.
You should do like a one-man show, like a radio broadcast.
Tribute to Ted Koppel?
No, fuck Ted Koppel. Get out of here.
Fuck Ted Koppel.
That is the only time that phrase has been uttered in
the world. Fuck Ted Koppel.
Hate that guy. Canadian. He was a Canadian.
Friggin' dead dude.
No, you should do like a one-man radio show just fighting like Rather and Brokaw having a conversation with each other.
Rather and Brokaw having a conversation with each other?
Yeah, so one of them could be like, I boned your wife. And the other one's like,
I had sex with your wife, Linda, yesterday.
Because it has to be Linda.
Well, it has to have an L in it.
It can't just be like,
Brokaw, you bastard. I'll beat the shit out of you.
You should put son of a bitch in there.
You son of a bitch.
Exactly.
I'll strangle you with an extension cord.
This is no charge extra. This is all free.
This is all free for you. Oh, NBCNews.com. Houston firefighter hops to it. Extinguishes a truck fire with beer. Captain Craig Moreau said he was driving on Highway 71 from Austin, Texas on Monday night when he witnessed smoke funneling out of a truck's brakes.
Okay.
He and his wife pulled over to help the driver. Moreau reached for the closest extinguisher on tap. Beer.
Excellent. Because this is Texas.
The 18-wheeler, it turned out, was hauling cans of Coors Banquet.
Oh, so they had an unlimited amount of beer.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole lot of brewskis going on.
Excellent.
The rear brakes had locked up and were flaming pretty good. Moreau later wrote on Facebook, where he posted a picture of the beer rescue. We pulled over to help and got to him as he was starting to spray his tiny extinguisher from outside of the tire. Moreau, who was off duty, said he grabbed the extinguisher, crawled into the truck, and tried to knock the flames down, but that wasn't enough. He asked the driver what he was carrying. Beer, it's all beer, was his response.
Just it's all then, beer, all of it.
All of it's beer. Just then, the tire exploded. Sound effects are
this
free
is
as
horrible.
Well.
Moreau said, acting fast, he ordered the driver to open the truck and toss him some tall boys.
There you go.
I shook them up and popped the top one at a time, under the fire, until the fire was out and the brakes were cool. Thankfully, they were all tall boys. I couldn't help but laugh at all the irony. He was so shaken up as the humor escaped him. Beer contains mostly water, and it works pretty well in a pinch, apparently.
There you go. Now, see, if you were hauling, like, Crown Royal or something,
you've been in some trouble.
You'd make your situation a lot worse.
No, you would have to get the hell away from that truck.
Because it is...
in a hurry. Because this thing's about to explode like an atom bomb. Yeah, he said he had no doubt if the beer hadn't been there, then the whole trailer would have burned up. It's pretty intense.
That is extremely intense.
That's explosive, if you will.
That story would be... intoxicating.
With that pun, we are going to take our leave. Neil, it's been a beautiful experience. We're going to have a short podcast this evening, only half hour long, but it's been fun.
Give the folks a little taste.
We got to get them back into it. We got to get them back into the flow.
Just back into the flow of, you know, 2K14.
That's right. You like saying 2K14, don't you?
I sure do.
2K14.
Are you one of those people that says 2014 or do you say 2014?
I say 2014.
See, I don't.
But you know what really bothers me? And I'm going to just add this as a little bonus note for everyone out there. People who say 2014.
Yeah.
Really bothers me because it's not the year 2014. It's 2014.
You wouldn't say 19 and 16. Well, some people would, but they're wrong.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because you're wrong.
19 and 16? Why are you making me do math? Just say what year
it is. It's the year 26, turns out. Yeah. 19 and 16 is 26.
You wouldn't say 2006 and 5, would you?
No.
That would make it 2011.
I actually say 2014.
Do you?
That's what I do. Because I want to go 19, so 20.
Well, maybe I should start saying that back to him. 2007 and 7.
It's 2007 plus 7.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. 2007
and 7. 21 minus
7. I love it. I love living here. It's not been a bad year so far, the year 2007 and 7.
This has been a wonderful 2007 plus 7 that we've had.
I'm happy with it so far. Hopefully we'll continue on and have more podcastery experiences for our listeners.
Keep an eye out. Send in some letters.
Yeah, be sure to go to our website, beardedbabble.net. Be sure to send us messages at our email address, which is beardedbabblepodcast@gmail.com. And just get in touch with us. Let us know about your lives.
Let us know what you want to hear. And
we love you. We will treat you tenderly.
We'll take you to dinner. Nice steak dinner.
Oh, yeah.
That was awkward.
It was. This is Jordan Anderson.
I'm Neil Osborne.
Goodbye.
Such a shame that we're so far apart. So much more to be had. I know in my heart the things you say to me stick in my mind. I would be lying to you, baby, if I said I didn't think about you all the time. I just want to slide my penis in you, rock you back and forth until I shoot blue. Anticipation has got me so blue. I just want to slide my penis in you. Saying my name keeps me erect. I think I'm falling, 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 falling deep in love with you. So what do you say? Get on the plane so we can screw. Now I just want to slide my penis in you, rock it back and forth until I shoot.